Welcome to our podcast series, which we have recorded for the Erasmus Plus Days 2020. We at the International Office at the Vienna University of Economics and Business conducted several interviews. In this podcast, we have a chat with Dr. Thomas Zörner, who went abroad with the Erasmus Plus Teacher Mobility Program.
Thomas, you're a faculty member and part of the academic staff at WU. Could you briefly describe your research and teaching interests?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me today. I am currently assistant professor of economics and employed at the Institute of Macroeconomics. My research interests consist of three topics. The first topic is macroeconometrics. So basically, we develop methods to empirically test theoretical models, which we also develop at our institute. This is a little bit more technical research agenda. The second part consists of business and credit cycle dynamics. So basically, we try to explore what are the reasons behind economic fluctuations. So if you think about GDP, what are the reasons why the GDP growth is fluctuating over time? And the third part is a little bit more technical and consists of nonlinear dynamic phenomena in economics. So basically try to use mathematical methods to incorporate recent advances in nonlinear dynamics. And currently I'm working on a paper with two other colleagues about heterogeneous impacts of monetary policy on the US labor market. And in this paper, we actually try to quantify the impact of monetary policy actions. So let's think about interest rate changes through the ECB or the Federal Reserve and look how these monetary policy actions actually affect different occupation groups in the US.
How did you discover the Erasmus Teacher Mobility Program?
I think it was back in 2016 when Marlene wrote email and announced that there are some places left for the Erasmus Plus teaching exchange in Montenegro, Podgorica. So Podgorica was the capital. And that's, I think, was the first time I heard about this program.
Maybe we should let the listener know that Marlene is the head of the undergraduate division here at the International Office, and she is also responsible for teaching and staff mobility.
So essentially, it was a more pragmatic reason that I started participating in this program, because actually it was the last call for this university, and I was actually quite curious how this program actually is implemented.
How can lecturers profit from the Erasmus Plus program? Would you recommend it to colleagues of yours?
So actually, this is an easy question. Yeah, I would definitely recommend it to everyone to participate in this program. And actually, for me, teaching is always interesting and makes fun. And I think if you teach in a different atmosphere, so here I know the students, I know their previous knowledge, I know what courses they have already completed. And I think in a different teaching atmosphere, so if you are in a foreign university, I'm not completely aware what the previous knowledge is the students actually have. And so I think it requires a different approach to teaching. So basically, I learned that I have to start with some kind of knowledge mobilization technique, so that I actually ask the students what they already know and ask specific questions about the topic I actually teach. And then I implement a more adaptive approach to teaching. And I think this is something I learned from teaching outside WU, that I have this or I incorporate this flexibility.
So prior to the interview, I spoke to Thomas and he told me that he actually went three times abroad with the Erasmus Plus program. Could you also tell us a little bit about the other experiences you had?
Yeah, sure. So the first teaching exchange was actually with the University of Podgorica in Montenegro. And then I had another visit in Montenegro, but as a staff exchange. And this was also very interesting because it allowed me to broaden my network. and I was actually working with a colleague from Montenegro on a very interesting topic about how, again, monetary policy affects the economy in Montenegro. So this is something which emerged out of this staff exchange. And I think it's really interesting that not only the teaching dimension is tackled via this program, but also the research development. This was the second exchange, and the third exchange was actually with the University of Sarajevo in Bosnia and Herzegovina. And this was also very interesting because the students were really curious about the economic situation in Austria and how to compare that to the Bosnian situation. So I was really, it was more a dialogue than a frontal teaching experience. And this was really a very interesting and also funny experience for me. And I think both parties, so the students and I, gained a lot of, about this discussion. Unfortunately, due to the current situation, I was not able to actually travel this year, but I planned two further exchanges. One exchange to Canada, to the University of Kingston in Canada, and to the University of Malaya in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. But both of them are postponed to the next year.
Was it difficult to apply for these exchanges?
Absolutely not. So actually, the information I had how to apply was pretty clear and very well structured. And actually, it also helped me to develop a suitable curriculum, a suitable syllabus for a one-week course, actually. So this was kind of a very efficient process. And then I think it's just two documents you have to fill out. And so once they accepted your application, basically. And so I think it was a very smooth experience. And then afterwards, so after you completed your travel and your exchange, you just have to follow the WU regulations about travel expense regulations or refunds. And I think Malena did a great job in assisting me to do that. So it was basically zero frictions in the administrational process.
Mm. But to describe it for people who are not involved in this process, are the spots offered by the international office at WU, or do you search by yourself for a suitable university? How does it work?
Basically, it's a very straightforward process. So Marlene sends out the universities that actually are willing to receive some guests, and then you have to apply.
So you receive the information via email from the international office. Okay.
And sometimes the universities also specify which kind of topics they want to be taught there. And as an economist, unfortunately, I have just a very small set of suitable topics, but it worked out quite well up to now. And so once I identified suitable universities, I wrote the syllabus for this 1 week intensive program, and then Marlene collects all the applications and sends them out, and then I receive some information if the university accepted my application or favored another applicant, and then the whole administrative procedure starts actually.
Is there something that you want other people to know about the Erasmus program that you haven't mentioned so far?
Well, I can't stress it enough that actually this is a very valuable program and everyone should consider it. I think you learn along several dimensions. So not only in your professional life, so that you basically become a better teacher, a better lecturer, but also that you expand your network throughout the world and that you basically learn a different working atmosphere, and you visit a country not as a tourist, but as a professional worker. So I think it's very valuable, and I would definitely recommend it to everyone.
Thank you, Thomas, for your time and the great interview.